Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 14th of April. After his impressive win in last Saturday's Greenham Stakes at Newbury, Kingman is now the Antipode's favourite for the first classic of the season, the Kipco 2000 Guineas at Newmarket on Saturday the 3rd of May. Owned and bred by Prince Khalid Abdullah, trained at Newmarket by John Gosden and ridden by James Doyle, Kingman looked a classic winner in the making, beating Knight of Thunder. He's now top of the market for the Colts Classic over 1 mile, ahead of Australia, Tourmore and last season's Racing Post Trophy winner at Doncaster, Kingston Hill. There should be a lot more to come from Kingman. On the same card at Newbury last Saturday, Moulton trainer Richard Fahey produced a significant winner in Gabriel's Kakar, successful in the Spring Mile Cup, a valuable handicap race over the straight mile. Farlow also won for Fahey at Thirsk on Saturday, a day jockey Paul Mulrennan will remember as he rode 3 winners at the North Yorkshire track. Well, today, Monday, sees Pontefract in action. It's a 2:10 start at the West Yorkshire course. Britain's longest handicap race on the flat, the Pontefract Marathon Handicap, takes place at 3:40. And I fancy the chances of Jawab, trained at Midland by Philip Kirby. Well, the most valuable race of the afternoon, a £20,000 handicap race for sprinters at 3:10, can go the way of Louis the Pious, trained near Helmsley by David O'Mara. Well, the first and second in last year's race, the Yorkshire trained pair of York Glory and Galician, both went on to record significant heritage handicap victories at Ascot. The Wokingham Stakes at the Royal Meeting, as far as York Glory was concerned, and Galician took the international handicap in July. Well, new seasons on the flat begin at Beverley on Wednesday and Ripon on Thursday. It's a 1:55 start to racing on the Westwood at Beverley, and watch out for the world's first Easter egg tree. Racing on Thursday at Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse, Ripon, is also set to begin at 1:55. And the action from Newmarket will be shown on the big screens at both courses. Well, the annual Midland Stables Open Day takes place on Good Friday, when you can visit stables in and around the North Yorkshire town from 9:30 onwards. The entrance ticket and programme is £10, and accompanied children are admitted free of charge. Next Monday is Easter Monday, and that means racing at Redcar, starting at 2:10, which includes a host of family attractions. Next Tuesday, the 22nd of April, there's racing over jumps at Wetherby, which gets underway at 2:05. My podcast next week will be online on Tuesday morning.